Blog Talk Radio.
I can't stay here asleep to how you're moving. I can't stay here complacent anymore. I can't stay here. My heart is full of longing. I can't stay here. I know what I'm made for. You're breathing new life into dry bones. I hear the echo, the sound of heaven's song. Your spirit's calling me. I know it's time to go. I can't stay here anymore.
And I can't stay here. I've awakened to your whisper. I can't stay here.
feel a change coming on me. I feel a change coming on me. Come on. I feel a change coming on me right now, right now. Hey, hey. I feel a change. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Change. Hey, I feel a change coming on right now.
Everybody, thank you for taking the time to join us on tonight. I'm your humble host, Prophet Stacy, and of course, this is Prolific Fire. I'm excited on tonight for the word of the Lord. It will be brought to us by our prophetess, Paige. She will be bringing us a faith lesson. So if you're ready to get your faith boosted, if you're on the phone lines, get ready. If you're online, get ready. It's almost that time to get your faith boosted. Right after I announce these two songs, the next voice you hear will be that of Prophet Pace. So get ready. Maybe you want to take notes tonight. I know I will be taking notes because you never know. You never know. But I'm expecting a mighty word on tonight. So get ready. The first song I played was I Can't Stay Here by David and Nicole Binion. The second song was I Feel a Change by Judy Jacobs. Now, here comes the word. To God be the glory. Public Space, you're on the air.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Living Fire on tonight. I want to thank and praise God for you all that joining in on tonight on the Living Fire. I want to thank and praise God for Public Space to allow me to come on to give y'all a word of faith. And I want to thank and praise God for his word on tonight. I want to thank and praise God for those that want to be listening afterwards and those that want to. I want to thank and praise God for any new people that are coming on. I want to thank and praise God. I hope that I can say something that can lift your faith. I can say something that can encourage you. But I thank and praise God on tonight for Philippi Fire on tonight. It's a line that sent me to come, and the line is a prayer ministry that heal you when you hurt. And I thank and praise God. And I thank and praise God for the woman of God allowed me to be able to speak on tonight. So I hope I can touch someone where they may need healing at an area that they may need. Let me leave the word of that. And I thank and praise God on tonight. And I want to let you all know that I'm going to take my verse. I'm going to, the same verse is coming from Philippians 4:13. When the word of God tell us that I can do all things through Christ Jesus which strengthens me. So I want to thank and praise God. I can do all things through Christ Jesus, which strengthened me. And I thank and praise God. The word that I also like to also say that I can trust in the Lord with all my heart. The word of God tells us we can trust him with all of our heart. And I will thank and praise God for Philippians 4:13. And I want to let you all know we're going to take that I and we're going to change it around to we. Not taking anything from God's word, but just letting you know, we are as God's people, we have to trust God in everything that we do. Now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you on tonight, God. And Heavenly Father, I thank you for being so good to us. And Lord, I ask that you would, Lord God, to forgive us for anything that we committed or omitted today was not of you. Heavenly Father, I even ask you to touch my sister. Touch my brothers, God, and touch the ones that will come in afterwards, God. And Lord God, whatever needs and wants that need to be met, God, we trust in you, God, that you will do what your word says do. In our son Jesus' name, God, I thank you. I honor you on tonight, Lord, that you will sit me down, God, and that you will allow your spirit to stand up in me, God, that I will be used by you, God. Lord, I thank you, God, because you're so worthy. You're so worthy of your praise, God, and I thank you on tonight. In Jesus' name, God, I pray. Amen. Amen. Bless your name. Father God, I just thank you. I want to thank you all for tuning in on tonight because I want to let you all know that we're living in times now that we have to trust God like never before. You should have been trusting him all along, but those that don't know, we're living in a time now where God wants to trust him like never before. We even have to know the word of God even tell us to watch as well as pray. We have to go, when we go out, we have to be prayerful. When we come in, you have to be prayerful. The word of God tells us to watch as well as pray. The word of God tells us to also tell us to to not lean not to our own understanding, but in all our ways that we want to pray, acknowledge him and what he does. So I thank and praise God for his word, Philippians 4:13, that I can do all things through Jesus that strengthens me. I'm glad that God tells us that, because sometimes we have to trust God no matter what. And I thank and praise God. Excuse me. I thank and praise God that God let me know in his word to trust him. Trust him in everything that I do. So I want to let y'all know that we have to trust God even when times are hard. Even when we don't have that finance that we so desperately need. God wants us to trust him like never before. God wants us to trust him, and he wants us to lay it in his feet, because his word of God, the word tells us that his ears are listening to the righteous. So God, then let me know if God's ears are listening. He hears me when I'm asking him. He hears me. And most of all, the word of God says he sees all. The word of God sees what we need. He knows what we need. And the word of God tells us that he comes to our rescue. And I thank and praise God for coming to my rescue when I need him in a time of need. And I know that there's some God, and I know God would do, his word would do just what he said he would do. I have tried him on several occasions, and God has came through for me. What he do for one, he'll do it for the other. But God wants us to trust him. He wants us to know that he will do it. He wants us to know that he will do it. And also he wants us to have faith that he will come in. God's word does not lie. And God's word said, let's say, only way it don't come true, if you're living a lifestyle, the word of God tells us also, if we out there living according to the world, living like the world, then you don't get blessed like that. The Lord, you don't get blessed. You go out there and you live any kind of way. Then you come back on God's side. If you don't ask God to forgive you, the word of God, according to the word of God, says, whoever you serve, that's who your master are. If you serve the devil, that's who your master are. If you know if something go down, you're not going to call on the devil. You're going to call on the Lord. So why not just give him your heart and just trust him? Just trust him for whatever you believe in. You believe in him for, many of y'all believe in him for homes, or many of y'all believe in him for spouses, and many of y'all are believing in him for children. Many of y'all are believing in him for healing. Many of y'all are believing in him for a financial breakthrough to come through, because you got bills that need to be. Many of you are believing God can cancel debt. And I know that God can do it, because I have seen it happen before my eyes. God wants us to trust him like never before. He said, trust in him with all of our heart. The word of God tells us, lean not to our own. The word of God tells us, don't be leaning to what man is saying. Trust him in his word. You get in his word and you read his word. Once you get in his word and you read his word, God's word, it's like a lamp to our soul. It comes and it do what it's supposed to do. But you have to trust him. You have to trust him and his word. And I want y'all to trust God no matter what. Sometimes the thing may seem like it's not going to go through for you. God says trust him. I have trusted God on many occasions. I have trusted God to the point that sometimes my faith will get a little weak. But you know what? When I go to his word and I read his scriptures, and his scripture tells me that he loves me. His word tells me that not to worry about these things. His word tells me to seek him like never before. His word tells me, be not weary in well-doing. the word of God tell me if I seek his face, he's going to come through for me. And once you stand on God's word, his word will never fail. Sometimes you have to move yourself with him around people. Sometimes it's what you have in your corner. Certain people around you don't need to be around you. Some people can hinder your blessing because of the negative, because of the things, the things that God get ready to bless you with, they can't come forward because of what you're hanging with, because of the crowd that you stand before. God wants us to be there. God wants us to trust him like never before. He will give us the strength to do it. And I thank and praise God on today how the Lord has given me strength, how he's given me strength for other things. When I say that every time I have to speak, the enemy comes. And if he don't come and do what he do, because that's what he said he's going to do. The word of God said the enemy comes to say he'll come and wear us out. But I refuse to let him wear me out. I refuse to let him come and do, because he's a liar. I want to do what God's word say do, and I'm going to stand on God's word. If God's word tells me to trust him with all of my heart, I'm going to trust him. God's word say, lean not to my understanding. I don't have nothing. I don't have nobody but God. I can't lean to myself. I can't lean to my family members. I can't lean to people around me. I can't lean to my coworkers. You're like every time I lean to them, there always be something come up. So I trust God, and I trust God to do what his word say do. And I thank and praise God that God, I have always, since I've been saved, have known God to be a healer, to know God to be a deliverer, to know God to work out whatever I need him to work out. I thank and praise God on tonight. And I want you all to know that God is there for you. God hears your prayer. God knows what you need when you need it. God is standing there just waiting on you to come to him with open arms. God wants you to give him your problem. He wants you to loosen up. He wants you to let him in. The reason why we haven't received what God wants for us is because we don't trust him like we say we do. We say we trust God, but when time comes for us to get it to him, then it get weak. No, I don't know what to do, God. It's in his word right now. His word tells us to trust him. His word tells us to he'll direct our path, and I know he will. I pray all the time, and I pray all the time that God ministers to me. And sometimes you may not feel like you're at a place where you need to be, but God says, trust him. Trust him. And if you trust God, God will trust you. I trust God with my life. I trust God with everything. And I got to the point now, I pray, and I don't let anything worry me. I don't let nothing stress me out. Because the word of God tells me, he tells me to not to worry. Don't be worried. We don't supposed to worry in well-doing. He tells us don't be weary in well-doing. He tells us to trust him. He tells us to lean to him. He tells us to ask for direction. He tells us these things. But we don't listen. Our faith will get weak. We do what we want to do. We want to put ourselves in the way and try to do it for ourselves. And things don't work out. We try to help God, and he don't need our help. Because if he need our help, then we won't have no reason to pray for anything. So I thank and praise God for allowing me. I thank God sometimes when I go through things, I thank God because you know what? That makes me stronger. That makes me trust God like never before. That makes my faith get even stronger. So when the devil throws something at me, I tell him, what else you got? And I tell him, because I say that because I know that he's soon to be destroyed. And he knows that. He knows that. And I say to praise God that God is who he say he is. God do just what he say he does. But the thing about God is he may not come right then and there, but he will come. He will come if you just trust him. You just trust him no matter what. Trust him. Trust him with your life. Trust him with your bills. Trust him with your finances. Trust him in your marriage. Trust him to take care of your children. Trust him to be in your home. I even place all of my family members. I trust God with them. So I tell them I lay them at their feet. Whatever you believe in, trust God to deliver your relatives from alcohol, from drug abuse, from gangs, and just trust him. God is able to pull them out of where they are. But God wants you to stand on his word. Something, the word tells us, some things come through fasting and praying. Sometimes we have to pray. Sometimes we have to fast, put in the way to play, and give our time to God. God wants us to know if he would trust, if we could trust him, can he trust us? He wants to know, can he use us like we can call upon him? Some of us, we say God can, but then our faith is weak. We have to turn back, and God has to pull us up. Don't stay in that hole. Pull yourself up. Some of you in dark places, and you say you don't know how you're going to come out of there. The word of God tells you to trust him. God will bring you out of dark places. Some of you may be up against the wall with bills. You don't know how that's going to be paid. And you got a certain day to do it. God will send help. He will send the help just when you need it. He will open up a financial door and you don't even know where it comes from. I thank and praise God for allowing me to trust him. I thank and praise God. And I told God, I used an example on the other day. I didn't feel like cooking anything. And it wasn't because I didn't have it. It's just I didn't feel like cooking. And I said, well, God, I said, you know what? I don't got to the point now where I'm bold. I'll just ask God to feed me. And I tell God, I say, okay, God, feed us today. And I go on. And they say, I know. And they say, I know. My husband said, well, baby, he said, well, when are you going to cook today? I said, I ain't cooking. I said, God, I'm going to feed us today. And he said, oh, he is? I said, yeah, because I trust him. And I believe him in his word. And so God came through. We was invited to go out to dinner. They didn't have to pay a dime. The expense was not on us. So I thank and praise God. God will come in. But see, you got to live for him. You got to trust him. You got to be his child. The word of God wants us to be here. He wants all of us. Jesus with us. He's a jealous God. He don't want this part of you. He don't just want half of you. He wants all of us. He wants all of us. And I thank and praise God. And I'm willing to give him all of me. And sometimes this flesh gets weak. Sometimes I don't feel good in the body. And this flesh, sometimes this flesh gets lazy. And sometimes the flesh don't always want to do what God wants this flesh to do. But then I have to rebuke my own self and make my own self get up. Sometimes you got to speak to your flesh, and you got to tell that flesh to wake up and line up with God's word. Get in his word, and he does just that. When I thank and praise God for his word, I thank and praise God for allowing me to know what is him and what is the devil. I want to thank and praise God and let me know what is the flesh and what is the devil. See, I ain't going to put everything on the devil. Sometimes, a lot of times it be up. And we allow on the devil. We sure will. What's that devil come? Who the devil know he had me like this anything? Who the devil show him want me to praise God? No. That flesh. You don't want to do it. That flesh. We have to deny his flesh. We have to. Jesus gave up his life so that we can have life. Jesus gave up everything so that we can have these things, the true life. And I thank and praise God on tonight. And I thank and praise God for you and you and you and those that are going to come on. And I pray that you will give God your heart. And I pray that you will trust him. And I pray that you will open up and you will allow God to use you like never before. Because God looking for someone that's going to be sold out for him. He's looking for that vessel that he can use. And don't have to be wary about anything. He can use you, your goal. See, a long time we say we want anointing and we want the power. But see, the anointing and the power ain't going to come because you're preaching the word of God or you're speaking the word of God. It ain't going to come like that. It's going to come through. You got to put some work in what you want God to do. You got to work for what you want. You got to work for power. You got to work for strength. You got to work for that anointing. Whatever anointing that you asking God for, you got to get up and you got to give yourself to him. And that's how anointing comes when you put work in. That's just like faith. Faith don't happen overnight. Faith don't happen until you put it to work. You got to put it to work. Anointing and power come through Jesus Christ. You got to pull away the play. You got to fast. You got to pray. You got to pull away from some things, from people. You got to pull away from all of those things. And you just got to give yourself to God and tell God, I'm here. Tell God, I'm available. Lord, I'm available. Use me. And Lord, whatever is blocking me, blocking you from using me, Lord, move it. Move that stumbling block. Sometimes we can have blockage. We can have blockers, don't even know it. Block it, move it. Ask God to move it. Because your family member can be a blocker. Your friends, your co-workers can be a blocker. Keeping you from going to that place where God wants you. So I want to let you all know tonight, the word tonight is that the word is to trust God. Trust him. And Philippians 4 and 13 said, we can do all things. The word said, I can do all things. That's what the word says. I can do all things through Christ Jesus with strength in me. We can do all things through him that strengthens us. But we got to trust him. We got to trust him in his word that he would do. I thank and praise God on tonight. I thank and praise God how he began to move in our life and how he began to move in my daughter's life and my mom and dad's life. I'm thanking God because God is, I'm seeing what God is doing to do. And I told God, Lord God, I pray to let you see. We have to put our loved ones in God's hands. Because sometimes they're not so hard. They're not easy to deal with. And I thank God. And I want to let you all know, too. Let's trust him. We can do all things through him that strengthens us. And what the word of God says, we can. We can. And you can find that information for 4:17. And I thank God for his word on tonight. And that's my sister, get ready to. Some of you all in the prayer line, they need prayer. Call and allow her to pray with whatever circumstance you're going through with. Whatever the battle that you're battling with, call in. And if you don't call, you can contact her. She'll give you directions. She'll tell you how to contact her. She's there. She's there 7 days a week. The line is open. She's there. We reach out to her. Minister. Philippa Fight is the minister to help you where you hurt. It also a minister of love. It's a faith minister. It's a minister of love. It helps you where you need it the most. So as I do it, turn it back over to her. I ask that you all will always remember Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ Jesus, which strengthens me. Meaning, we can't do nothing until we put Christ in front of us, in front of you. So as I turn it back and over to Prophet Stacy, I want to let you all know, God is our strength. God is everything. God is the only way we're going to be able to trust him, is to be able to call upon his name, call upon him, lean to him, ask him for direction, ask him to guide you. And if you need healing, Isaiah 55:3, by your stripes we are healed. Trust God. So I turn it back over to Prophet Stacy. You all have a blessed night. Thank you.
To God be the glory. Thank you, Prophet Tate. I pray that each and everybody listening to the sound of our voices tonight, that you receive the word of the Lord. At this time, if there's anybody on the phone lines in need of prayer, just press 1 on your phone and I would be glad to pray with you. If you need prayer, press 1 on the phone and I would be glad to pray with you on tonight. Once again, thank you, everybody, for joining. All I see you. Thank you, everybody, for joining on tonight. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, okay, yes, yes, hello. I need prayer for marijuana addiction that I'm trying to fight, tobacco, smoking, my husband and I.
Okay. Thank you for calling in. It's an honor to come into agreement with you on tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come into agreement with my sister tonight, Lord God, that you will break the addictions off of her life and the addictions off of her husband's life, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you, Lord God, for breaking this cycle off of her life. She will not continue to harm her body, Lord God. He will not continue to harm his body, Lord God. Not only will you break this cycle, Lord God, but on tonight we believe in that you will restore their bodies. Any damage that has been done to their bodies because of the marijuana, because of the cigarettes, Lord God, I'm asking that you totally restore them, Lord God, and give them a second chance, Lord God, to live a healthier life before you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for taking the taste of it out of their mouth, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that when they reach for it the next time, God, they won't even want it, Lord God. I ask that you break that desire for it, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that need for it, Lord God, that they will not have any withdrawals, Lord God, but that they will feel strong and that they will just feel like they don't need it anymore, God. We renounce the stronghold over their lives, Lord God, that this will not continue to keep them captive, but they will come and be free, Lord God, because your word says that who the Son sets free is free indeed. And I thank you for freeing them from this addiction on tonight. And any other addictions, Lord God, that may be going on. Yes. I thank you for freedom on tonight, Lord God. Thank you for breaking it on tonight, Lord God. And for restoring, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. No health issues will follow. No health issues will follow this. Clean bill of health, yes. God. I thank you for restoring. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Jesus, thank you, ma'am.
You're so welcome. God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Is there anybody else on the phone lines in need of prayer? If so, press 1 on your phone, and I would be glad to pray with you on tonight as well. Caller, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, Prophetess Pete, Prophetess Stacy.
Hi.
Yeah, I'm not calling for prayer. I'm just calling to encourage you and Prophetess Pete.
Okay.
That they just keep on doing what y'all are doing. Y'all are real women of God. And I'm so glad that I'm connected to the ministry and to y'all. I love y'all. And just keep on doing what y'all are doing. I mean, because I hear Prophetess Pate, and I was like, oh, my God, it's so much faith. Oh, God, and I know sometimes you have to go through so much to have that kind of faith, but, oh, my God, I'm so blessed to be connected to you and Prophetess Pate for the faith and the encouragement. So, you know, I just wanted to encourage you two, because you two always encouraging me, praying for me, and I just wanted to encourage you. You two, and just let people know out there that you two are real, real women of God. And then when you say a prayer, it's like you can, I can talk to you and tell you what's going on, and you just pick up in the spirit just what to pray for. And I thank God for you and Prophetess Pate. And Prophetess Pate, she encourages me with some of the things she said for me to gird up my loins and to keep going. So I just thank God
yes.
for both of you, two women of God.
We thank you too, Lisa. Thank you for calling in and coming on. Want to share that with people because you didn't have to do it, but we appreciate it. We love you so much.
Love
thank
y'all.
You for encouraging us. What'd you say?
I said love y'all too.
Okay, we love you. And we thank you for calling in and encouraging us, because we're people too. We need encouragement. You were right about that. We need encouragement. We thank you on tonight.
Amen.
Okay, is there anybody else on the phone line tonight in need of prayer? Or maybe you got a comment that you want to give on tonight. If not, while I'm doing that, let me give out my personal information. So if you need to reach me for prayer or encouragement or consultation about something that's going on, it's free. You can reach me by texting 865-408-8690. That's 865-408-8690. At some point during this week, before this week is over, I will put that personal number up on all my social media so you will see it. I only put it up in the lower leads, so I feel like I need to put that up on social media. So if you didn't get it tonight, don't worry about it. I will put it up. You can call that number, you can text that number, and I will be glad to pray with you or give you Bible-based consultation or just plain old encouragement, whatever you need, however the Lord leads. Also, you can find me on Twitter at Prolific Fire, on Instagram at Prophetess Stacy. And you can like the Prolific Fire Ministry Facebook page. You can leave a prayer request that way. You can reach out to me on Twitter or Instagram. People leave messages that way all the time. So if you want to do that, that's fine. Also, like the ProlificFire.com, the website, ProlificFire.com. You can leave a prayer request there. You can donate there. You can sign up for the Train the Pain sessions there, because many of you have pain that needs to be trained. So if you want to sign up for a session, go to ProlificFire.com for that. Also, if you want to sponsor a child through World Vision, like I do, and you want to know more about that, that's on the website as well. Whatever you need is on the website. If not, when you look at the website, if you see something that needs to be added, reach out to me and tell me that also, and I will try to accommodate. Well, it looks like there are no more prayer requests or comments for tonight. So with that being said, everybody make sure to come back on Friday and join us for Faith on the Line with Prophetess Pate, where we will be praying, because we all need prayer. There's definitely always room for prayer. So if you didn't get your prayer request in on tonight, Be sure to call the number again that many of you called tonight, 347-426-3782. That's 347-426-3782. And your prayer request will be taken then as well. Everybody have a blessed, awesome night in the Lord. Until next time, we're out.